Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox. And we are here tonight talking about step 10, trust. And tonight we're going to be talking about hearing our intuition. So ask yourselves, how are you with hearing your intuition? Do you know when it's your intuition talking or when it's your voice of fear talking? Are you able to hear it and recognize it and do what it says? So all of those great things today. But first, let me introduce my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I am doing amazing. I'm really looking forward to this evening and our special guests and just having a great conversation.
Good. Me too. Speaking of that special guest, she has been on the show before, and we're excited to have her back. Please welcome Phyllis Eddy.
Yay! Hey, everybody.
Thank you for being on with us tonight, Phyllis. We appreciate it.
I'm happy to do so. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Phyllis, can you remind our audience, what is it you get to do and who is it you get to serve?
Well, I am a Fearless Living Life Coach, and I get to serve the people who are trying to figure out who they are. I help you discover who you were meant to be.
Well, that sounds like a worthy cause.
One client at a time to a fearless world.
That's right.
It's all
that's
about
right,
being
that's right.
free. It's all about living in freedom, 100%.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll ever get to 100%, but I definitely want to up my percentage a little each day. But
isn't that the beauty?
We're talking
it
tonight.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Huh?
That's the
right.
beauty. It doesn't, it's not a perfect walk.
That's right. So we're talking trust this month. So what does trust mean to you, Phyllis?
Well, as you wrote, we talked about it in the advertisement, just the word trust sent me running fast. Just hearing it, thinking it, sent me into nausea. My body shut down immediately, so did my mind. It came to the point that my life coach asked me if I'd allow her to hold my trust so I could hold it for myself. And it was like hesitant, but surrendering that was my first act of surrender, and I think it was the first breath I'd ever taken in my entire life, and it became like all these boulders I've been carrying on my back trying to walk uphill with them just went away. It just fell to the side,
yeah.
And just that little taste of it, I wanted to know more.
Yeah.
The trusting was the beginning of my fearless walk. That's what it started with, just surrendering that
yeah.
trust to someone else.
I love that. And trust is a big part of my story, as well as our listeners will know, and you probably do too. Trust is where it all comes down to trust for me. If I'm not trusting myself, then I'm not living in freedom. So when it comes to hearing your intuition, how does trust play into that?
I think the act of surrendering and becoming willing led me to be able to get to the point of all the tools of fearless living one at a time, the acknowledgments, gratitude, intentions. Once that began, that's when I began to become willing in just a small taste of what my life could be like, I wanted more. And that's when the tools started really integrating into my life, seeing others' innocence. the stress risk and die. All of those things led to where I am today. And it all began with trusting. I trusted no one, but not trusting myself closed me off for any intuition of any kind.
Mm-hmm. So when you have a client where you see they're in a similar situation as you, how do you support them to take that first step in listening to their intuition and trusting themselves?
I think it begins with letting them tell me their story and why they're there. And it kind of, that trust comes up pretty quick, because usually with a client, within a few sessions, they start trusting me. As they start trusting me, I can let them lean and pull in their trust and hold it for them the way it was held for me. And every one of my clients, after their trust back, some sooner than others, but every single one. And I have to do the same thing with my coach, is ask for it back. It gave me the power I needed to empower myself and motivate myself to walk this daily.
Yeah. So the first thing you do, you were saying the first thing you do is you create a safe space where they can share their story.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, because we don't.
Carrie, what about you?
As a coach.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just like that's what happened for me, is I had to trust, but I also didn't feel feelings. So it was a combination of my coach pulling it and working with me at a slower pace. So I kind of follow that with my clients. They kind of lead me, and I lead them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the process.
Yeah. Trusting the process.
Yeah. That's the first of it.
Terry, what about you?
Yeah, I think I really love what you just said, Phyllis, and the fact that beginning with where the client is and listening and seeing and hearing that client and allowing them space to tell their story really creates that atmosphere for trust. And they begin to trust yourself. And through the process of trusting their coach, they can learn to trust themselves, because they feel
exactly
seen and they feel heard. Yeah. And I think as far as trusting your intuition, again, that's a process that takes time, and it takes trust, and it takes a willingness to even acknowledge the intuition to start with. Because when you don't trust yourself, you really don't trust anything. You don't trust your higher power. You don't trust that you're receiving intuition. You always doubt yourself, doubt that this is coming from, I mean, for me, my intuition comes from God. And so I can doubt God, right? If I don't trust myself, I'm not likely to trust anyone else or to trust God. So for me to really connect to my intuition, it took me trusting my higher power and surrendering. You know, you talked about surrendering. I think that's a huge part of trust, and surrendering to that higher power, knowing that you're connected spiritually, and that's the source of your life and the source of your journey. And then you can start to listen, as you trust yourself and you trust your higher power, to listen to the messages that come, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through prayer, you know, however you connect to your higher power and that energy, that spiritual energy. And then you start to receive these prompts, you know, these feelings, and you can call it intuition, you can call it, you know, whatever you want to call it. But once you start to trust that and act upon it, and it brings you closer to God, it brings you closer to being whom you were created to be, then you hear it again and you trust it even more. But then it becomes a real connection, and that synergy between your intuition and then your willingness to take action. Because if you don't take action on your intuition, you don't follow through with those promptings, then it really doesn't do you much good to have intuition, right? I mean, it's there
exactly.
to guide you. Yeah, it's there to guide you, and it takes a lot of faith and a lot of trust to act upon your intuition. And it also takes you out of your comfort zone. And so when you're doing that, you're taking a risk. And so as
Absolutely.
You take those risks based upon your intuition, and you see the process of becoming more spiritually connected to your higher power, that you're more connected to whom you were meant to be, your purpose, and your vision become clear, then your intuition becomes your guide. And it becomes internalized, and it's not like you have to work at it. You've developed that synergy, that relationship with your intuition, and you act upon it. And that's when you really are demonstrating trust. You're not just, you know, you're actually trusting. You're trusting that intuition. You're trusting God or whatever you call your higher power, and you're trusting yourself. And that's when that process becomes so internalized and helps moving you forward, because you're on that path that you have the knowing that you're on the path that you are meant to be on.
Yeah, it's almost like a dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I talked to a client the other day about it, because I was saying, as you started revealing your story, you were trusting me. But I have to stop and let them see they were trusting themselves to share the story.
Yeah.
And
vulnerability,
start building,
right?
But it's like a dance. It's like a dance between surrendering, breathing, trusting, till you get to learn how to be in present moment.
Yeah. And it's that willingness to be vulnerable. When you ask them to tell their story, then, you know, in order to be vulnerable, you have to trust the person you're talking to. You have to trust yourself to get out of your comfort zone, because being vulnerable is really scary. And again, depending on, you know, the circumstances of your life, the environment, the things that you've experienced, vulnerability can be even more risky for some people than others. But it's risky for anyone to be vulnerable. And that's the first, one of the first steps to trust, I think, is that willingness to be vulnerable.
Yes.
Yeah, I think to tell your story, you have to trust yourself first. Personally, I feel like you don't necessarily have to trust the person you're telling it to, but you have to trust yourself to be able to tell it and to be okay with whatever their reaction is. When I first started coming out and speaking out more on suicide prevention, I was being very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea who was going to hear it, how they were going to react, but I knew it was something that I needed to share. In that process, I started sharing more about my own mental health and situations that I've gone through as I've grown up and have learned to accept it about myself and support myself. And I wouldn't say that I necessarily trusted everyone that I was sharing it with, but I trusted myself enough to share it. So I think that we don't always have to know the people we're telling it to for it to be something that we can do, but it's because we're trusting ourselves. And with everything,
willingness.
Fearless living. With everything in fearless living, it all begins with ourselves.
Yes. And we all get to that place that we're willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, for
you
sure. And I think there's a real difference between what you're talking about, Kelly, and, you know, having the courage and the willingness and the vulnerability to share something not just with one person. You are opening up and sharing this whole, this with a lot of people, because you are creating a space for people to feel safe to share their experiences with suicide prevention and mental health. And that's a little bit different than sitting with a coach and telling your story to a coach without a purpose like you had in opening up and being vulnerable and trusting your intuition around starting Break the Silence. So I think that really shows the complexity of how our intuition works in a variety of contexts. So, trust is going to show up in different ways in different scenarios. So I think that's really good that you brought that up. It's not always one-on-one. It could be a cause, like for you, that was your intuition was to start this cause, to open up this space so you could heal and others could heal and people could be prevented through education, to understand their mental health and to not succumb to suicide. And I think that's a totally different context. And it's the same principle as trust and your intuition, same principles, right? So there's a variety of situations where trusting others, trusting ourselves, trusting God, trusting the process. Phyllis was saying, those dance in and out of different situations and different relationships in our lives, but it all comes down to trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I started trusting my coach.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kelly.
No, go for it.
When I began trusting my coach more and more, I began, like, that raw vulnerability, I began exposing every secret. Never one idea I would be sharing anything with anybody outside of coaching. But as I trusted myself, I realized, when I came to the forgiveness of myself and others, I realized everything that happened in my life was for this moment, for me to be who I am and to help other people. So now I'm having to take the trust from my coach, myself, to God, to trusting my walk as he leads me through it. So that trust, that dance, but that vulnerability is a huge part of it. The humanness. Being raw in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And Phyllis, you are always really open now with the things that you've experienced and your stories of triumph and surrender and everything in between. And that shows that you have definitely learned how to trust yourself.
Yes, and I'm still learning every day. It's a dance back and forth.
Yes.
But, yes, I am beginning to trust myself. But I trust others, too, now. So not just trusting myself, but trusting people around me is huge.
Yeah, Rhonda says that if we trust ourselves, we can easily trust others because regardless of what someone else does, we're going to be okay. Because we trust ourselves. So that was a big eye-opener for me because I felt like I could trust everyone except myself. But really, I was just setting up everyone to fail and saying that I had no control over it so I could blame everyone but me. So when I was able to trust myself, when I was able to trust myself, then I was able to take back my power and make my own decisions and stand in those decisions, regardless if the outcome was what I was wanting or what I wasn't wanting. So, Phyllis, we are running low on time, so I wanted to give you the opportunity to share with the audience, our listeners, how they can get a hold of you and if you have anything coming up that you would like to invite them to.
Well, right now, I'm coaching. I'm my private clients, and to get in touch with me, it's my email. It is Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Eddie, E-D-D-Y, @gmail.com. I'm working on my book right now, trying to get that complete and working toward workshops. And I really want to dig into really reaching people and helping them to learn the process about fear and how it affects their lives and how every situation we have, everything that's going on, we can use the Fearless Living tools to work through our process and get to the other side. It is reachable. It is there.
Yeah.
And we can't do it alone. We can't do it alone.
So true. You know, Terry and I are big believers in the Fearless Living tools. So
yes.
Totally support that mission because it is ours as well. Going back to the topic, or is there anything else that you wanted to share with the listeners?
I think right now I did. I'm done.
Okay. Okay.
I have a website. My website's coming up, and I do have a Grace Life Coaching Facebook page.
Okay, great. So you can seek her out on Facebook or check out our website. To take it back to the topic at hand, if there was one thing that you would want our listeners to walk away with tonight, knowing about trust or listening to their intuition, what would it be?
That we're all capable of trusting, and we're all capable of taking a breath to release and surrender the fear. We all have what it takes. We just need to learn the steps, read the Fearless Living book, and take it one step at a time. But it is reachable.
Yeah. Very true. Terry, how about you?
Yeah, I love that. I think that I would like to encourage people to release their fear, let their fear go, and trust themselves to get out of their comfort zone by being vulnerable and reaching out and in faith, because for me it takes faith to get out of my comfort zone, and just try to connect with their intuition. And I think that's, you know, you can do that through meditation. You can do it through prayer. Do it by walking in nature. Just some way to ground yourself to the concept that you have that power. You have that connection. Whatever it means to you, we all have a connection with something greater than we are. To me, it's God. To other people, it's the universe. To others, it's, you know, some kind of universal energy. I mean, whatever that is, we have something greater than our individuality. And to connect to that power and then trust that power to help you move forward. Because moving forward is our journey. It's why we're here on the earth. And it's to move forward as the person we were created to be. And in order to really embrace that, we have to connect with our Creator and then be able to clarify that by taking action. Because if we act in the way that we were created to act and we're in alignment with that purpose and passion, we will feel that energy that's positive, that, you know, creates that desire to take risks and to move forward, because we can't move forward without taking risks. So it's connecting and aligning with our purpose, our passion, what we were created to do. So trusting that process is available to all of us. Just like Phyllis said, we can all do it. that process is available within each of us, and seek that alignment, that power, that purpose, and you will trust as you move forward.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. For me, it's recognizing the places in your life where you do trust. If you find it difficult to trust others, then see where you trust yourself, or see where you trust nature, or, you know, you trust that when you flip the switch, the light will come on. See where you do trust, even if it's super small. You trust that when you brush your teeth every day and then you go to the dentist, you're going to have a pretty good report. Whatever it might, whatever little silly thing you might think of, see where you are trusting yourself. When it comes to your intuition, look in your past and ask yourself when did you hear your intuition and trust it and do something? And how did it turn out? Because even if you see, oh, I trusted my intuition and it didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to, you still were able to trust your intuition. So build on that. And just take it one step at a time. Like Phyllis said, you know, one baby step at a time. They add up. And continue to just do a little bit better. So thank you, Phyllis, so much for being here on the show with us tonight. We appreciate you coming on and sharing with our listeners your greatness.
But you know, when you were just talking, and I know time's about out, you brought up the trusting. I think what we can throw out to them as a free gift tonight, I challenge everybody to write 3 acknowledgments a day. Simple. What did you do today? Just write what you're doing, not what you're not doing. That's a first start. That's a place to start. And I just think that may be the beginning for all this light popping up. If we start with acknowledgments.
Absolutely. I love acknowledgments. They support me in trusting myself. They're one of my number one tools for trusting. So
yes.
Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you. So we want to remind everybody that the 12 Steps for Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. And if you would like to know more about Fearless Living, please go to fearlessliving.org. If you would like to know more about Fearless Generations, please go to fearlessgenerations.org. And there you can find out all sorts of things about Terry and I, especially the workshops that we do monthly. We do a free workshop or complimentary workshop every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. And then on the fourth Monday of the month, we do a workshop on one of the 4 foundational tools of fearless living. And that's from 5:30 to 7. Yes. Sorry. From 5:37, and that is, again, Pacific time. We would love to have you at both of those workshops, so go check it out on the website, or you can see about it on all of our social media, which you can find us everywhere under Fearless Generations. So if you haven't followed us, please do so. We also have a YouTube channel. Don't know if you know that yet, where you can listen or have access to all of the podcasts on YouTube as well, not all of them, because I just started doing it this season, but you can have access to some of them on YouTube. And if you want access to all of them, they are on the website as well as Blog Talk Radio. So I thank you all for being here each week, and thank you, Phyllis, and love, and thank you, Terry. And until next week, be fearless.
Night.
Night.